In the story, we're going to be having a look at the miracle that Padre Pio was not able to achieve, was not able to attain, even through one of his favorite devotions, which was the intercession of Our Lady of the Rosary of Pompeii. And we may wonder, was there ever a time when Our Lady and Our Lord denied anything to Padre Pio? And if so, what would Padre Pio's reaction have been in that? So we're going to be having a look at a story which discusses this. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we present to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and he was a miracle worker. And we ask you to watch these short videos to find out more about Padre Pio, about his life, and also to see what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you. And just a quick reminder that during Advent, we have a special offer. We will take your prayer petitions to Padre Pio's shrine in San Giovanni Rotondo, Italy. A colleague of mine will be going there, and all you have to do to qualify for this is, if you are not subscribed to our channel, then do subscribe to our channel. If you are already subscribed to our channel, then you can enroll your prayer petitions, and we'll take them to Padre Pio's shrine. Padre Pio had a great devotion to the Virgin of the Rosary of Pompeii, and he had visited this particular sanctuary in Pompeii on three different occasions. And the first occasion when Padre Pio visited Our Lady of Pompeii, the shrine there, was when he was just 14 years old. He went with some colleagues from school. And then 10 years later, he's now 24 years old, he went with the Father Evangelista, who was superior of the monastery in Venefro. And then 6 years after that, he made his third pilgrimage to Our Lady of Pompeii. And these pilgrimages can be such special places and such special times. Imagine if one was to go to Golgotha, or to the Cenacle where the Last Supper was celebrated, or to Bethlehem where our Lord was born. What special graces one may receive there, walking on the very ground where our Lord walked. And so it was when Padre Pio went to Our Lady of Pompeii. Now, through Padre Pio's constant novenas to Our Lady of Pompeii, he would request things that he considered more important. And these included three personal requests during his lifetime. And he says that only two of them were answered. Now, the first case was when Padre Pio, he had joined the Franciscans, and now he found himself too ill to go to the monastery. He had spent a long time in his hometown in Pietrelcina, and he really was praying that he could go back to the monastery. And Padre Pio wrote this: "God and my dear mother of Pompeii, to whom the novenas were directed after more than 3 years." That's pretty persistent. "Know what I had to go do to be heard. And it was such a difficult trial," he tells us. "Only they understand, because they are witnesses to the pain, the anguishes, and the stresses of heart that he had to go through." And he wrote this in a letter on the 24th of January, 1915, that was to his spiritual director, who was Father Benedetto. And then in the second case was for his dismissal from the army. So this was during World War I, in which he requested also that Father Agostino of San Marco in La Mis help him and assist him with his prayers. And he wrote in the letter, "I ask you, Father, a favor, the charity of starting three novenas to the Lady of Pompeii with your daily prayer of the rosary during this period." And as we know, that was also achieved. Our Lady granted that, and he no longer had to continue with his military service. So now, despite the successes of these two supplications, Padre Pio was still unable to achieve a third petition. He's unable to have a third petition of his granted. And that was an unusual one, that he could die young, that he could be allowed to go to heaven while he was still young. And this he confided to his co-brother in 1960. And he said, "I prayed for 35 years, a novena to the Lady of Pompeii, to Our Lady of Pompeii, asking for the grace that she would take me to paradise. But after this, that is after 35 years, I gave up. And his co-brother, who seemed somewhat surprised that Padre Pio had given up because he knew what great love he had for the Virgin, and Padre Pio replied to his co-brother, "My son, I asked the grace from Our Lady to allow me to die young, but she did not listen to me. And when a mother will not listen to you, there is nothing else you can do." But you've got to admit that Padre Pio was pretty persistent to pray for 35 years for the same thing before giving up. And so if we have difficulties, we can also pray and pray like Padre Pio did. And a reminder that we do have a special offer in which we take your petitions to Padre Pio's shrine in his town, in his monastery, St. Giovanni Rotondo. We have someone going there. It's COVID willing. And to qualify for this, subscribe to our channel if you're not already subscribed. And for those who are already subscribed, then you can qualify by enrolling your prayer petitions. And you can see the video on the end screen, how to be part of that, how to enroll your petitions. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.